It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
All right, good evening and welcome everybody. It's high school basketball tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Israel Lormer tonight as we have the Sydney girls hosting Delhi in a MAC regular season contest as we start to wrap up the regular season schedule. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. It's brought to you by Butler Auto Sales. They feature the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside right here in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Well, as of this morning, I said, wow, I got to make a quick call. Who can I get to come on the air with me tonight? Some things were changing. It's good to have Israel back, and we get to see Delhi again tonight taking on Sydney. This doesn't mean a lot as maybe we thought it would when we saw this on the schedule, and we'll talk about that with the playoffs, but still a big matchup here tonight.
Yeah, because the game was supposed to be played a month ago, it's changed a lot as far as the standings. It really doesn't change anything. They are going to play each other again on Friday, but at Delhi, so that venue's a little different. But I think it could be a confidence builder for Sydney if they're able to play them tight.
Yeah, if we look at the current MAC standings coming into tonight's game, and if you want for any of the local leagues that we cover, if you want to go to my website, natelull.com, you click on the standings tab. I have everything there for the MAC, the Tri-Valley, the Delaware League, etc. And underneath the standings, as the playoff information comes in, I'm putting it there. So you can see the seeds, the game times, where everybody's playing, where those games are being played. The MAC is still a little bit up in the air. We know when the opening round is, the second round. We know when the MAC title game is. But there's still some games this week on both the boys' and girls' side that matter. So I have not put the standings or the seeds on there yet because there's still games tonight, and now with a couple of games being postponed tonight due to weather, there's going to be some games tomorrow as well that could factor into things on the boys or girls side. But as Israel said, on the girls side, the top four is set. Delhi is the one with a 9-0 record coming into tonight's game. BG is 9-1. They are the 2 seed. Walton Downsville at 7-2 is the 3 seed. Sydney is the 4 seed at 7-2. Walton Downsville stays ahead of them on the head-to-head tiebreaker from the regular season. So, as Israel said, we'll see this game here tonight. Doesn't matter win, lose, or draw. These two teams will play again on Friday for the opening round. That game will be at Delhi. And then Walton Downs will be at BG. So those games will be the semifinals for the league on the 13th. The consolation round will be on the 16th. And then the MAC title game will be on the 21st at Green. So it's an exciting time of year. And this top four is definitely four legit teams that could... Any of the four could win the league.
Absolutely. And Bainbridge Guilford saw Walton Downsville early in the season before Christmas break. And they're playing better. They're obviously playing better as we're getting some Krispy Kremes here at the table. This is awesome.
This is great.
So Walton is a different team, I think, Walton Downsville, than the one that Bainbridge Guilford played earlier because they beat Sydney. And I think they played Delhi early as well, so they're playing well. And obviously, Grace Wally's an excellent player. So looking for some matchups tonight between Miley and who she matches up against defensively. Both these teams like to play man-to-man, so it really could be a really exciting game.
Yeah, I'm interested to see Coach Bruce for Delhi, always very prepared, always has a game plan. What are they going to try to throw at Sydney? I know that these two teams have scouted each other. Who decides that they're going to guard Nayla Miley tonight, and how do they try to stop? We saw Bella Conroy play very, very well a week ago for Sydney when they were at BG. I know you saw that game as well. So a lot of interesting layers to this game here tonight, that's for sure. All right, Iz and I are going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we will wrap things up, get you set for the Sydney girls hosting Delhi tonight. Going to be a good one. We'll be back on CDO.
Loyalty rewards are here for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Simply sign up at scorecardrewards.com and receive a one-time bonus of 250 points. Your loyalty rewards can be redeemed for brand-name merchandise, travel, cashback, and credit toward your statement. So sign up today for loyalty rewards for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Go to scorecardrewards.com and receive your one-time bonus of 250 points. Just another member benefit at Shindello Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin, federally insured by NCUA. Learn more at shindello.org or call 607-829-3560.
Protect your business and personal information with help from Northeast Data Destruction on Clifton Street in Unadilla, a division of Waste Recovery Enterprises. Hi, Sean LaRose here, reminding you that we offer secure, convenient, and cost-effective document and hard drive destruction, from one-time shredding to ongoing shredding services for businesses of any size. So protect your personal and business information at Northeast Data Destruction, conveniently located at 29 Clifton Street in Unadilla, with drop-off locations on Valley View Road in Sydney and Railroad Avenue in Oneonta. Bins and consoles are available for regular and bulk pickups. Call 563-8982. That's 563-8982.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. It's Nate Lull, Israel Lormer here tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, and our pregame show is brought to you here by Butler Auto Sale. You know, Iz, something struck me during the break. You said, you know, this could give Sydney some confidence here tonight. What if it goes the other way, you know? I mean, I guess that's the angle that you have to take right now, but this Delhi team playing very, very well. Again, I'm just so interested on how this unfolds and what it means for Friday.
Well, if you think about it, you look at Delhi, they haven't lost a game in the section, right? Their two losses are to it's Greenwich and Peru, who are both ranked in the state, both B and a C. So they're obviously a very good basketball team. Can Sydney test them here?
Yeah, that's what I'm interested. So far, nobody in Section 4, nobody in the MAC has really been able to give them that ball game. I should say Oneonta played them very tough, so a Section 4 team did. But nobody in the MAC has really kept it close with them, so we'll see how it goes here tonight. All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be back here on WCDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Marabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Marabito. Visit us online at marabito.com.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. Nate Lowell, Israel Lormer with you here on WCDO as the Delhi girls visit Sydney. Let's get you through the starting lineups first for visiting DA and head coach Todd Bruce. They will start with junior number one, Lexi Davis, a sophomore number two, Jalen Prisco, a senior number five, Rebecca Verspoor, a junior number 10, Tyler Apps, and a freshman number 15, Danielle Innes. So only one senior on this team for DA, and they are very, very good. On the other side for Sydney and head coach Nikki Dom, they will start with number 12, a sophomore Ayla Gronwall, a sophomore number 20, Isabella Conroy, a sophomore number 23, Chloe Vandersamen, a senior number 44, Nayla Miley, and a senior number 52, Lennon Swain. So the core here for Sydney, also very young, minus Nayla and Lennon. But future is bright for these two programs for sure. And we'll get ready to jump it up. Sydney's in the home whites with the maroon trim, the gray trim as well. Says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. Pretty much opposite for Delhi. They're in the road maroon uniforms, a little bit of black. And the white trim says Delaware Academy in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. We'll jump it up. Miley against Danielle Innes here on the big Sydney S. And we are underway. Sydney wins the opening tip. They'll go to Lexi Davis. Wants a three on the left side. Got it for Lexi. And what a start for the Bulldogs.
Real quick pass on the wing. Bang on the three.
Yeah. Delhi going left to right on your radio dial. Sydney coming back the other way, right to left. Here's Bella Conroy across midcourt to Vandersamen. Delhi known for their pressure defense. Tyler Apps goes to work defensively against Nayla Miley. That makes sense. They love to have Tyler follow around the other team's best player.
Her hands are so quick.
We saw it against BG. She was lightning fast that day. As Nayla will get it in on the left side. Tyler trying to guard her there. Nayla tries to take it to the rim, and it's no good from the left low block. We have a jump ball on the rebound. It'll stay with Sydney.
I think you'll see Nayla Miley go into the post if she does have her on her, if she's guarding her, because she definitely has, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches on her.
Conroy will wheel it here to the left side on the out-of-bounds play to Vandersamen. They find Lennon Swain underneath, and she's able to score.
Nice driving dish right there.
Makes it 3-2. Delhi on top. Frisco's going to get across midcourt. Sydney bringing some pressure near midcourt. And the pass here to Tyler Apps is taken away by Isabella Conroy. Missed the shot, but Vandersamen's there. Missed the second chippy. Nayla comes down with it and has to chase it into the right corner, but Sydney will come away with the ball. Left side here for Vandersamen. Little crossover, lost control of it. Out of bounds, and it's going back to DA. Both teams bringing the pressure defense here to start.
Yeah, got a turnover there, Sydney.
6:55 to go in the first. 3-2 our score. Delhi girls leading Sydney on the road here tonight at SCS. Lexi Davis in the backcourt. Coming across the midcourt timeline to the right side. Finds Verspoor at the high post to the right elbow. Now for Prisco. Into the paint. Good take here by Jay, and she's able to score. Jalen Prisco for two.
Nice drive.
Makes it Delhi 5 and Sydney 2 with 6:35 to go in the first quarter. Delhi comes in undefeated in the league at 9-0. Sydney coming in 7-2. Left side pass here for Gronwall. We'll dribble back up to Bella Conroy. Down to Nayla Miley. A little floater in the paint for Nayla. Tried to go off the glass. Missed it, but Lennon Swain's there to clean it up and gets it to go on the rebound.
Real quick double team on Miley as well. As soon as she dribbles, she's going to see two people most of the night, I'm assuming.
Ball into the middle of the paint here for Delhi as they try to go to Verspoor. It's tied up, and the arrow this time is going to keep it with Delaware Academy. So we hit 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's Delhi 5 and Sydney 4. Prisco's going to get it to the right of the hoop for the Bulldogs on the inbounds play. She'll go to Tyler Apps in the right corner. Apps comes off of a screen, goes to the left elbow. Now to Prisco, fires up a three off the front of the rim. No, Tyler Apps with the rebound. Nobody got to her, and she scores.
Great hustle on that play.
That makes it 7-4. Always good hustle from this Delhi team. Conroy is at midcourt, going right to left. Dribbles to the right wing side, tries to dish one down low, looking for Miley. A little up and under, and she scores. Good move by Nayla.
Nice caught, nice pass.
That makes it 7-6. Delhi leading Sydney with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Apps to the left side, shovels one to Danielle Innes at the left elbow. Danielle going to work, averaging 16 points a game this season. Now to Lexi Davis. The floater for Lexi is good, hanging in the air around the foul line. And Lexi's got 5 points, and Delhi leads Sydney 9-6, 5 minutes to go, first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Israel Lormer. Glad to have you along here tonight. Should be a great MAC matchup live in Sydney. Cronwall to the right side, splits two defenders on the baseline, tries to dish it back off. It was deflected. She'll get it back, though. Continues inside for Swain. It was tipped. Comes back to Vandersamen. The floater for her is no good. Rebound is scooped up by Verspoor, and an outlet pass to Prisco. Sydney got a good look there, but couldn't flush it.
They've got a lot of good looks, actually, and they're doing a great job on the offensive glass.
Danielle Innes is stripped at the high post, and Sydney's got numbers if they can hurry. Vandersamen will pump it back out and come to the near side for Nayla Miley. Miley looking for some options. Will pass one. Little give and go with Vandersamen. Back to Miley. Wants a three on the right side. Left it well short. And a rebound here for Delhi.
On this end of the floor, interesting matchup having Miley on Danielle Innes.
Danielle brings it back out straight away. Definitely an interesting matchup. They dish it off here to Prisco. Takes it inside. And the left-handed layup won't go for Prisco. And a rebound for Sydney. 3:50 to go in the first. It's 9-6. Delhi on top of Sydney. And Vandersamen travels down the left wing side right in front of the Delhi bench.
Swain's done a great job on the board so far.
Conroy coming to the bench here. Don't see that very often, but Stella Smith's going to come in here for Sydney. 3:45 to go in the first. Your vibe on this one so far is, what do you think?
Exactly what I thought. Real pressure. Nothing easy. Every pass, every dribble is contested. Just what we expected.
Tyler Apps to the right side. Got Smith right on her. And coming off the screen, they'll work one to Verspoor. Delhi going left to right. Feeding one into the breadbasket of Innes. Kick out Prisco. Long jumper. Too strong again. Rebound Verspoor. And Delhi's got a fresh shot clock to work with. Verspoor gets it back. Tries a jumper from the right corner. That's no good. And a rebound here for Sydney. Gronwall down the right side. Shielding off a defender. Pumps the brakes. Tries to feed one back to Miley, but it's tipped out of bounds. 3:10 to go in the first. 9-6 our score. Delhi on top of Sydney so far. Paige Weaver going to come in now here for Delhi. Both teams not afraid to go to the bench. Verspoor will come over for a breather.
Lennon Swain to the bench. She did a great job. I think she's got 4 rebounds already.
And they will bring in Annika Stanton-Helms, the talented 8th grader for Sydney, who I've been very impressed with this year. Sydney's got it going right to left. They try to go to Stanton-Helms at the high post. Thought it was maybe kicked. Ball caroms around, comes down low, and it's finally picked off here by Delhi. They tried to go to the high post there, nothing doing. Apps, left side here for Delaware Academy. Dishing one here for Prisco. Prisco to the high post, finding Paige Weaver. Weaver shields it back off for Tyler Apps. Into the corner, Prisco with a long three off the back of the rim. Prisco just can't find a range so far. 2.5 to go in the first, still 9-6. Delhi on top of Sydney. And here is Vandersamen. They're going to say she traveled again on that right side, stepping through. 2.5 to go in the first. 9-6 our score. And I think Sydney trying to rotate guards just to stay fresh against the Delhi pressure. What do you think?
That's part of it. I think a lot of it is to put pressure on 10, you know, just making sure that everything is tough.
Yeah, just trying to keep Tyler Apps honest. Yeah. And a pass down low here to Paige Weaver, and she's hammered at the left low block for Delhi. And so this is going to send Paige to the line here. Yeah, I think Tyler has such a motor for Delhi. I like the strategy of Sydney of, okay, let's get 2-3 guards that can just rotate, and you give me 2 minutes on her, and then we'll switch.
Stella Smith right up on her half court. The 3 times that she's brought it up against her made it difficult to even get a pass to the wing off.
Paige Weaver at the line gets the first foul shot to go. gives Delhi a 10-6 lead now with 2:27 to go in the first. Second shot coming here for Weaver is no good. And a rebound here for Nayla Miley of Sydney. Down the right side she goes. Nayla will give it to Conroy. Dribbles back up. Wants to dish it to Stella Smith. Sydney running offense. They go to the right corner for Stanton Helms. And that pass is sailed as they tried to go inside for Miley. Up over her head and out of play.
Really like the looks of that play, though. Pass to the wing. Miley at the elbow. Drop down to the block. That's something we'll see again, I'm sure.
Delhi brings it back down the floor with Danielle Innes. No points for Dee so far, but her teammates are getting it done, and that's the thing about Delhi. They can really share it, and it's to their advantage. Doesn't matter who scores, per se. Sydney much the same way. Innes to the left low block will work one out. Looking for Paige Weaver. Sydney fans wanted to travel on Danielle. They won't get it. Shot clock's at 5. Lexi Davis with a deep three there. It was online and then kind of sailed to the left out of bounds. 1:43 to go, first quarter. 10-6 our score. Delhi leading Sydney here at SCS.
It's a big trip for Sydney. If they can get a basket right here, you know, end this quarter near them within a bucket or maybe even with them. So they need to get a good look here, good shot. Last couple times they've been throwing the ball around a little bit. Settling.
Vandersamen to the right side. We'll dish one for Conroy. The pull-up jumper for Bella won't go. And a rebound is kicked out here to Lexi Davis. Davis comes across midcourt. Shovel pass to the corner. They try a long three here for Delhi. That won't go for Leah Young. But the Bulldogs pull down a rebound. Coming to the right side. Here is Davis. Puts on the brakes. We'll work it back out. Now for Tyler Apps. Looking for a screen from Weaver. Gets it. Ty turns the corner, gets downhill, lost control of it though, and a steal here for Sydney. And ahead now for Chloe Vandersamen. Stops, and we'll get it into the safe hands of Nayla Miley with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. 10-6 is our score. Delhi girls leading Sydney. It's been a war so far. Vandersamen down low, finds Stanton Helms, and she scores. And the eighth grader gets a bucket there, Annika Stanton Helms. In transition, Delhi trying to answer with Lexi Davis, you couldn't get that shot, and a rebound for Sydney with 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Two-point ball game. They go to Miley in the right corner. Miley spots up, her jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound is scooped up here by Delhi. Verspore got a piece of it. Outlet pass here to Tyler Apps across midcourt. Shot clock is off, 10 seconds to go, first quarter. They'll dish one here to Leah Young. Now to the right corner for Lexi Davis. Back out, Ty Apps, left corner three for Ty. Hit the front of the rim twice and wouldn't go down, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. 10-8 is your thoughts real quick, Delhi leading by two.
First of all, really quick quarter. Not many whistles, just up and down action, and I think that's what's going to be all night. What was there, one foul?
Yeah, this is going to be fun. So after the first quarter, it's Delhi 10, Sydney 8. Mac Girls regular season action here. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Start of the second quarter here in Sydney, and it's the Delhi girls leading 10-8 over Sydney. So the Bulldogs leading the Sabres here. And to start the second quarter, here's Bella Conroy with a jumper from the foul line. No. Lennon Swain with a rebound. Her second chance won't go. Rebounded here by DA, and they'll bring it back. Verspore to the right side. Her jumper is good from about 15 feet.
Again, Lennon Swain on the boards up there. Had two rebounds again. Two good looks. She's doing a great job.
Yeah, she's really done a good job down low here for Sydney. As Delhi leads 12-8, Gronwall chases this pass into the left corner. Gronwall finds Swain, splits two defenders, looks to kick it out, and does. Bella Conroy, three ball here for Sydney as an air ball. And out of bounds it goes. Delhi will get it back. Bella just a little bit too much on that one.
They're getting good looks. They'll settle into this.
And so Sydney back on defense. Danielle Ennis to the right side. Kicks one into the corner for Leah Young as Delhi goes left to right on your radio dial. And a little miscommunication on a pass and a steal here by Bella Conroy. Trying to go coast to coast. Misses the left-handed layup. And Delhi is able to easily clean the glass. Missed opportunity there for Sydney.
Yeah, they're going to have to capitalize on those.
Left side here for Lexi Davis. And this Sydney pressure, it is real. Causing a lot of trouble here for Delhi. Even though they lead 12-8. Innes on the left side tries the three, forced it a little bit. It was long. And a rebound for Miley of Sydney. Nayla to the left side will feed one into the corner. Looking for Stella Smith. Back to Miley. With 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Miley down low. Lennon Swain scores. Good dish off there by Nayla.
Yeah, as soon as Nayla drives, she is going to get a double team, and she did a great job finding Swain cutting down the lane.
Timeout taken here by Todd Bruce. It's a two-point game. Delhi leading Sydney 12-10. Early second quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 6:17 to go in this second quarter. Delhi leading 12-10. Coach Bruce wanted to just talk things over. Too many easy layups for Sydney and Lennon Swain. She's got 6 points.
That's all about rotation. He didn't love the rotation. If he's going to get a double, somebody from that backside has to come and take that away.
Here is Delhi with the basketball going left to right. At the top of the arc. Coming off of a screen, here is Lexi Davis with the jumper, left it short. Out of bounds it goes, and it's going to go back to Sydney. And the Sabres hanging around here. Delhi going back to the bench. Weaver will come out, as well as Lexi Davis.
Neither team is in a good offensive rhythm. The other team is just disrupting them with how tenacious they are on defense right now.
And so this will be Bella Conroy bringing it down the floor, going right to left. We'll dish one to Gronwall. Gronwall back to Stella Smith. Sydney trying to move that ball. Conroy to the right side, closely guarded here up top by Danielle Innes, trying to use that length defensively. Sydney taking their time on this possession. 10 on the shot clock. They go to Nayla in the right corner as Sydney goes right to left. Nayla splits two defenders on the baseline. It was rocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Sydney, but with only 3 seconds left on the shot clock. So on the baseline, Sydney will get it in with Conroy to the right of the hoop. And let's see what they try to dial up here. They find Nayla for a three on the right side, and it's good for Nayla Miley. Nayla's got 5 points, and that gives Sydney the lead 13-12 with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. And here's Apps streaking her way through. Missed the left-handed layup there. Ty's going to want that one back, and a rebound for Sydney. And an outlet pass here to Nayla Miley. And now Sydney seems to have some momentum. And here is Conroy. Going to dish one off for Stella Smith. And now to Miley. Sydney doing a little handoff here. They go to Conroy left corner as they go right to left. Conroy to the left low block. It's stripped. And ball tied up in the corner. It's going back to Delhi here.
I don't know if that was a jumper or hit out of bounds.
I think it got hit out of bounds.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell this angle we're at here.
Yep.
So Delhi gets it back. Sydney girls leading 13-12. 4:40 to go, second quarter. Here's Prisco to the left side. Chance of defense from the student section here in Sydney. Turning the corner. Delhi with a little floater. The kiss off the glass is up and good for Leah Young. Delhi retakes the lead 14-13. 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Timeout going to be taken here by Sidney. We'll step away. Delhi girls leading Sidney 14-13. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sidney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sidney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sidney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sidney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sidney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Israel Lormer here tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Out of the timeout, Sidney gets the ball into the backcourt here with Bella Conroy to the left side for Chloe Vandersamen. 4:15 to go in this second quarter. A one-point game. Delhi leading 14-13. Naila gets tripped up for Sidney at the left low block, and a foul here on Rebecca Verspor of Delhi. First personal on Verspor. And so Sidney will get it to the left of the hoop on the baseline. They'll look to get it in. And the Sabres will find Gronwall. And now down low for Lennon Swain, and she's blocked, but a foul here on Sidney. It's going to send Swain to the line. Foul is going to be on Leah Young.
Delhi kind of got lucky. I thought that was going to be on first four.
Yeah,
that would have been two real quick ones.
So here's Swain at the line. She's off to a great start here tonight and cannot get that foul shot to go. Second one coming. She's just taking advantage of opportunities here where they've left her open.
They're rotating off of her, and then that next person's not rotating to her, so she really is, and sometimes that's leaving her with a wide-open rebound on the offensive glass.
Swain goes 0 for 2. Unfortunate for you Saber fans. And so Delhi gets it back, going left to right, as they lead 14-13, 3:55 to go in the second quarter. A low-scoring battle here tonight in Sidney. Tyler Apps on the right side gets a screen. Apps turns the corner. Pull-up jumper for Tyler. Falls. Tough shot.
Very tough shot. I was just going to say that was a tough one. She got to go. Not a whole lot of room there.
16-13 now Delhi leads. And Danielle Innist has not scored yet still, but Delhi finding a way. Sidney really making it tough defensively against DA. And to the left side for Bella Conroy. Now Sidney's got the basketball into the left corner for Nayla Miley. Little feed back along the baseline for Conroy. Little give and go, a two-man game. As finally, with five on the shot clock, they go atop the Vandersamen. She's got to step through, forces a shot, and hits from the foul line for Chloe.
Again, tough shot.
And Delhi trying to answer. Danielle Innis takes it inside as they went over top of the defense, and Danielle scores.
Nice quick sideline break there.
So it's Delhi 18. And Sidney 15 with 2:55 to go in the second quarter. Nayla down the right side. Steps back. Nayla wants a three. A little bit too much mustard on that one and a rebound for Danielle Innis. And an outlet pass to Tyler Apps down the right side with a bounce pass. Delhi slowing it down here. Tyler will chase it back up to midcourt and to the left side. They get a screen from Danielle. And Tyler gets her pocket picked here by Ayla Gronwall. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it on the floor. And the ball is still loose. Both teams fighting right here in front of the scorer's table, diving head first. Jump ball is going to give it back to Delhi. Wow, what a stanza there.
That looked like a fumble in a football game.
I mean, both sides just diving on that thing. Everybody's kind of checking themselves for floor burn here. Just shows you how much they want this one right now.
It was like three different scrums for the ball on that play.
Yeah, it kept popping free somehow. Delhi's going to have to get it in, and they do to Prisco on the left side. And here comes Jay. Prisco across midcourt. Will leave it for Danielle Innis. Again, Delhi going left to right. Little two-man game. They find verse four. They thread the needle, and verse four is able to score.
Nice pick and roll.
And Delhi leads 20-15. They've opened up a five-point lead right now with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Vandersamen to the right side. We'll scoop it up and go back to Conroy. Left side here for Gronwall. As again, Sydney going right to left. Little step through. Vandersamen finds Stanton Helms down low, and she scores. The eighth grader, Annika Stanton Helms, with the bucket. That cuts it to 20-17, and then Delhi throws it away. Trying to go too fast in transition.
Sydney's really being active after they, so if somebody drives, there's rotation and they're being active to before that person can, the second person can rotate, and that's where they're getting those good looks right next to the basket. And they've gotten like five or six of them.
So we're late here in the second quarter, a minute and a half to go before our halftime break, and it's 20-17. Delhi girls leading Sydney in a great MAC regular season contest here. These two are going to play each other in the playoffs later this week. And a turnaround shot here for Nayla Miley won't go. And a rebound here for Sydney. They keep it alive. And it goes safely into the hands of Conroy. That shot didn't touch the rim. And so Sydney's got a low shot clock here. And they have to force one. And it's no good out of bounds. Back to Delhi. Yeah, Nayla's initial shot never hit the rim. So even though Sydney got the rebound, they had less time. Delhi in the backcourt. They go to Prisco left side. Prisco. Looking for Lexi Davis. Little baseline drive. It's stripped out of bounds, going back to Sydney. With exactly a minute to go here in the second quarter, and Delhi leading 20-17 here over Sydney.
Another big possession for Sydney. You know, you'd love to go in down one or even here.
We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a little bit. And here's Miley on the right side going to work, and she's fouled down low by Apps. Couldn't get the shot, but Nayla's going to the line.
Had a chance for a three-point play there.
Yeah, just couldn't finish. Found herself a little too far underneath the hoop, I think. So Nayla to the line here to shoot for Sydney. And waiting for the first shot. This one from Nayla is good. 6 points for Nayla Miley and six for Lennon Swain to lead Sydney on that side of things. Lexi Davis has five to lead a very balanced attack for DA. And Nayla's second shot is no good off the side of the rim and a rebound for Delhi. So the Bulldogs lead 20-18. Danielle Ennis quickly in transition. D tries to take it inside, gets popped in the nose, appears to be okay, but she is fouled and Ennis will go to the line. And so Danielle only with 2 points, again averaging about 16 a game right now. So if you want to see who some of the top scorers in the area are, you can always go to natelaw.com. We have our top scorers tab there. So Danielle settles in at the line. Her first shot, no good. On the other side, Sydney's Nayla Miley averaging 20.5 a game. So Ennis here settling in, trying to hit this second shot. And she does. So D goes one out of two. Delhi leads 21-18 with 40 seconds to go here in the second quarter. We're live in Sydney here tonight. Here's Stella Smith. Quickly leaving it for Madison Paul, who's into the game off the bench. Nice move by Conroy. Tries a three from straight away. It was blocked by Tyler Apps. Danielle's got it ahead for Delhi. Finding Paige Weaver, and they score. Big play there for Delhi to push that lead to 23-18. 15 seconds to go, second quarter. Paul has it on the right side, lost control of it, scoops one back up, tries to go to Vandersamen. Vandersamen on the baseline, will dish one off for Stanton Helms, and she's fouled. And Annika's going to go to the line, couldn't get that shot to go though. And so Stanton Helms to the line, I'm impressed with her, an eighth grader, good size. She's going to be a handful in the MAC in the future.
That is true.
And so 4.7 seconds left. Here is Stanton Helms at the line. Settling in here for the Bulldogs. And this first shot is good. Nothing but net.
That's so a good ball shot for an eighth grader.
Yeah, she has 5 points. I've been impressed from day one of them pulling her up. She's fit right in. Second shot coming here for Stanton Helms, and this one is no good Rebound for Delhi. Half-court shot coming from Tyler Apps, and it's no good. Hit the backboard, but wouldn't go. All right, halftime score, 23-19. Delhi girls leading Sydney. We've got a good one so far, Iggs.
Great defensive battle that, like I said, neither team has settled in where maybe two offensive sets look good, and then the third and fourth one don't look so good. They're just disruptive both on defense, and a lot of the shots, good shots, are coming off of rotations and dishes and drives, not necessarily out of a set offense.
We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. Halftime score here in Sydney, Delhi girls leading the Sabres 23-19. For Israel Lormer, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's halftime here in Sydney, and it's the Delhi girls leading Sydney 23-19. Just a reminder that this is the end of the regular season. So even if Sydney wins here tonight or if Delhi wins tonight, it really doesn't have any effect on the playoff standings because these two teams will do it again on Friday over in Delhi for the MAC semifinals. Winner of that game will go on to the MAC championship. But that hasn't stopped them from throwing it all out there tonight here. Is this has been a great first half, very balanced, and we've noticed Sydney's had some good luck on the interior tonight.
Yeah, so when somebody from Sydney drives, Delhi is going to rotate somebody to them really quick, especially if it's, 44, Miley. If she's driving, there's going to be a quick rotation. What Delhi is struggling with is that second rotation, and then whoever's at the elbow, whoever set the pick, is then diving down to the block, and they really had a nice job in there. Annika Stanton-Helms has done a nice job, and so has Lennon Swain.
Want to let everybody know this is our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT or visit marabito.com. Let's give you our scoring summary here. First for Sydney, pretty even. 6 points for Lennon Swain, 6 for Nayla Miley, 5 for Annika Stanton-Helms, 2 for Chloe Vandersummen. Very balanced on the other side for Delhi as well. 5 for Lexi Davis. 4 apiece for Rebecca Versport and Tyler Apps. 3 apiece for Paige Weaver and Danielle Innist, and 2 apiece for Jalen Prisco and Leah Young. Pretty amazing to think, Danielle with only 3 points here in the first half, Tyler Apps with 4 points. For Delhi, they're still ahead by 4. Even on the other side, by Nayla's standards, 6 points is a quiet first half, but I think the defense has been strong for both sides here.
Also, haven't seen anything from Conroy, which I'm sure we will, and Vandersummen for that matter. She can shoot the ball, that's for sure. So going to be interesting to see what adjustments they're making right now when they come back out and to see. I don't think you're going to see anything change as far as what they do on defense. You may see, maybe a little change, maybe a little full court pressure from Delhi, but I wouldn't change much that way, but it'll be interesting to see what the chess match is as far as like what they try to do offensively against pressure.
Yeah, I totally agree. It will be fun to see down the stretch. And do you think there's any? Hey, let's not tip our hat. Let's save this for Friday. Is there any of that, or just we both want this game?
I don't think so. This is a big game, and this is gonna carry over, especially if it's tight like this. You know what I mean? I don't know if everybody thought Sydney would play them this tight, and they've had some other opportunities. This really could be a tie game. Delhi, like you said, hasn't played particularly well, and Danielle Innist hasn't played to her standards. They're doing a great job locking down what we would consider, certainly going to be all-stars in the MAC between Innist and Miley. Both teams have done a really good job there. Who else steps up? You're always asking that, right?
Yes,
they want to take away their best player, but then who else steps up? And we're seeing that a little bit. We'll see if that continues in the second half.
One other thing to consider, I know that right now in Class C, it's a dogfight for the top 4 seeds between Union Springs, BG, Elmira, Notre Dame, and Delhi. So with Sydney being a B, Delhi is a C. Delhi wants these points. They're trying to make sure they have the best seed possible for sectionals and maybe to stay. If anyone wants to avoid Union Springs, they seem to be the clear number 1 seed. So you're trying to maybe stay out of that 4 spot. Could you get some points, bump up to 3, all those things coming into play.
That is certainly something that Coach Bruce is thinking about. He wants those 5 points for beating a bigger school, right? I don't know if Sydney's as worried about the sectional points. I think they're more worried about, we're going to play them on Friday.
Agreed.
It is Tuesday. Yeah. We've got two practices in between. If we play them tight, practice is going to look a little different. You know, if we can have a tight game, even if we lose that game, we can say we need to do this better. They can watch film. Those are the things as a coach you can say, listen, we lost to them by 2 points or 4 points or whatever it is, and if they happen to beat them, then they're going to have all kinds of confidence going up there. So I don't think anybody's going with, you know, this one really doesn't matter, because it does.
It does.
Doesn't change anything who they're going to play, but it does matter, because going into that game, you know, they're playing one of the best teams in Section 4 really well right now.
All right, we're going to pause for 30 seconds. When we come back, start of the third quarter, Delhi Girls 23, Sydney 19. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, and we'll be back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Right to start the third quarter, Danielle Ennis with a right-handed layup. And that is going to give Delhi a 25-19 lead, but make it 25-21. Lennon Swain answers with a layup down to our right side here.
Another rebound and another putback.
Frisco into the interior. Will work one out for Tyler Apps. Apps, little take to the left low block, and she's hacked down the arm there by Conroy. 7:05 to go in the third, and it's Delhi 25 and Sydney 21. Tyler Apps to the line as Delhi's in the maroon with the white trim, the black trim as well here tonight. As Apps settling in, first shot is good for Tyler. She now has 5 points. Sydney's in the home whites with the maroon and the gray trim. And they're going left to right here to start off this third quarter at SCS. And the second shot for Tyler is good. So she has 6, and Delhi leads 27-21, one of their biggest leads of the game right now. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. And here's a 3 for Granwall, and that's too strong off the back of the rim. Maybe rush that a little bit. Didn't seem to be in the flow of it. Delhi's got a rebound. Granwall feeds one through and finds for score, and she scores. What a pass.
Not the start that Sydney was looking for sure.
Delhi leads 29-21. Can the Sabres answer? Here's Nayla on the right side. Dishing one for Granwall in the right corner. Granwall, a little baseline drive up and under. Good-looking shot there, but just off the mark and a rebound for Delhi. Ahead for Tyler Apps. Trying to go coast-to-coast, and she's blocked out of bounds. Was that by Conroy?
He sure was.
Wow, what a play.
Two good blocks on both ends.
Conroy hustling back. And got a good piece of that. Ball stays with Delhi on the baseline. Oh, what a play. They'll find Verspoor. She makes the bucket, and she's fouled. She curled off a screen to the left low block and finished.
That's the old screen the screener. She comes down and screens, and then somebody comes across and screens her. Takes a little while to develop, but.
And boy, in the blink of an eye, now Delhi leads 31-21 with 6:20 to go in the third.
Looking to add one more here.
Yeah, Verspoor to the line, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play, and she can't get that to go. Off the back of the rim. Rebound for Tyler Apps. Delhi keeps it alive. Little give and go. Tyler gets it back on the baseline. Feeds one through for Prisco. And back here to Davis. Now to Danielle Linus, trying to go to work. Deal, kick it out. Finding Lexi Davis for three off the front of the rim. Danielle with a rebound. Works one back for Davis again. Floater for Lexi is good. 7 for Lexi Davis. And Delhi leads 33-21. And Sydney needs to take a timeout to stop the bleeding. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 5:53 to go, third quarter. Delhi girls leading Sydney 33-21 on CDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Sydney will have the basketball. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Israel Lormer tonight. Glad to have you along. And to the left side, Sydney will bring it down, and they will go with Bella Conroy, now leaving it for Gronwall. Can Sydney find a way to get back into this? They're going to need to hit some big-time shots. Conroy into the paint. This could be one. Pulls up and hits from the foul line.
They needed that one.
First bucket of the night for Conroy. Need to get her going. And to the right side, Delhi on the baseline, feeding it into Verspore, and she scores. And she has 10.
I love her game. It's not real flashy, but she's always in the right spots, it seems like.
Delhi leads 35-23, 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Left side for Gronwall. Feeding one for Conroy. They're trying to find a way to get it inside for Nayla Miley. Good move down low with the right low block, and she scores.
Into a double team, and she split it.
Nayla with 8 points. What a good, strong move. Makes it 35-25. Here's Prisco on the baseline. We'll feed one back to Tyler Epps. Delhi going right to left. Epps comes off a screen. Pumps the brakes, and we'll reset here. Backs up to the Sydney S at midcourt. They go to Verspore at the right elbow. Delhi going right to left. Verspore leaves it for Epps. A pump fake. Tyler puts it up and hits with a hand right in her face.
That was a really tough shot.
Epps now with 8 points. Makes it 37-25 with 4.5 to go in the third. Sydney's got it on the right side. They go to Miley. Tries to go to work. Spins. Shot here for Nayla. Rolls off the back of the rim. Innes with a rebound. And the pass ahead here to Verspore. And she's going to try to take it inside, and she's fouled by Bella Conroy with 4:17 to go in the third. And Verspore is going back to the charity stripe.
On this end, when Miley catches the ball, there is at least one person waiting to come double-team her, if not a triple-team.
Yeah, they've really paid attention, and at times it hasn't helped. Nayla's gone right through it, but now you've dug yourself a hole if you're Sydney. That was a good little run there by Delhi to start the third. And here at the foul line is Verspore. She hits. Verspore's got a very quiet game-high 11 points right now. Like you said, it's nothing flashy. And that's the broadcaster's curse. Can't get the second one.
And a lot of it comes off of rebounds and broken plays. It doesn't necessarily come out of the offense.
Miley across midcourt, and she's got Tyler Epps right in her hip pocket, following her everywhere she goes. Then she gets tied up. Prisco came in from the blind side and tied her up, and we got a jump ball. And it's going to go to Delhi. Frustration right now for Sydney halfway through the third quarter with Delhi leading 38-25. This was, what, a four-point game at the half. Apps across midcourt, left side. Tyler into the teeth of the defense, finds Verspore on the kickout, and the left elbow jumper won't go. Rebound for Sydney. Here's Vandersamen. And Chloe slows it down. Works her way through a double team, and she's fouled. With 3:46 to go here in the third. If you're Sydney here, still a lot of basketball left to be played. How do you not panic and just try to chip away at it here? Try to get it down to 10 maybe before the end of the quarter.
Exactly, and get the ball to Miley. Yeah, good things happen that way. Maybe try to get a screen maybe for Vandersamen, because she can certainly shoot. A three-pointer wouldn't hurt you right now. There's a double team again on Miley.
Nayla wants it, and the fadeaway, she forced that one a little bit, was no good. And on the rebound, jump ball is going to keep it here with Sydney. Nayla's trying to get a mismatch down low on the block any chance she gets. So on the baseline, Vandersamen feeds one in for Stella Smith. Well, reverse to the far side here for Vandersamen. Steps through. Chloe with the shot here. Just a little too strong, and a rebound for Delhi. And in the backcourt is Leah Young. Trying to get across the timeline, and they do to Lexi Davis, left side. Davis comes off of a screen. And the floater here for Lex won't go down, and a rebound for Sydney. Stanton Helms was there to clean it up, grab the loose change.
Sydney's in desperate need of a bucket right here.
Miley, left side, little shake. Pulls one back out. We'll dish one back off to Vandersamen. Now finding Stanton Helms. And oh, boy, she had a good look at the left-handed layup, and it wouldn't fall from the left low block. Back the other way. Innes into the paint. We'll kick one out. We got a charge. Stanton Helms planting her feet there and absorbing the contact from Danielle Innes. It was hard to see from our angle, but they make that call right away.
I think it was a good call.
2:50 to go here in the third. Sydney girls leading 38-25. What was a four-point game at the half, 23-19, but Dell has really come out flying here in this third quarter, showing why they're 9-0 in the league. One of the top Class C teams in the state. Miley to the right side. Spin move. Miley hanging. Blocked by Danielle Innes. And out of bounds it goes. Good straight-up defense there by D.
That was great defense. A couple of spin moves in there, then right there.
2:26 to go in the third. Two of the premier players in the MAC going toe-to-toe right there.
A lot of young players make the mistake of coming down. She just went straight up and got the block. No foul called because she didn't make any contact.
And Sydney throws away the inbounds pass and tried to lob it up over top towards the top of the arc, and nobody was home. Rolled out of bounds. 2:25 to go here in the third quarter, and Delhi leading 38-25. And in the backcourt, here comes Delhi. Bulldogs have it with Jalen Prisco. Now to Lexi Davis. Shot here from three-point land on the outside. No good. Nayla Miley with a rebound. Passing ahead. Bella Conroy. Pump fakes. Works one back out. And now we'll go back to the left side for Conroy. Sydney with 15 on the shot clock. Conroy pulling down low. Back to Vandersamen. Sydney taking their time on this possession. They come back right side. Miley for three. And that's up and good. Good-looking shot from Nayla.
Got it down to 10 here. Now they need a stop.
11 from Nayla Miley with a minute 45 to go in the third. Sydney desperately trying to get it back under 10 late here in the third quarter. Bounce pass up to Prisco, and Coach Bruce calls timeout. Delhi girls leading Sydney on the road here tonight at SCS. Late third quarter, it's 38-28. We'll be back on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined here by Israel Lormer tonight. We have Jim Tomeo back in the studios, as well as Elodie Hall. So do you have Elodie in class? Is that how that works?
I've had Elodie in class, but not currently.
All right. Well, she's doing a great job learning things here.
That's awesome.
With the WCDO sports
crew. I've got something
to
talk to her about,
yeah.
That's for sure.
1.5 to go here in the third. It's 38-28. Delhi girls up by 10. They've really opened things up here in the third quarter after a very tight-knit first half. Now a steal near midcourt. Nayla Miley with a steal. Might have gotten away with a little push-off there. Nayla will pull it back out. Finds Vandersamen. To Nayla in the corner. Lost it out of bounds. And going back to Delhi.
I'd like to see Vandersamen pull that shot.
Yeah, had a good look at it. Boy, both teams fighting hard here. You got to love it.
There's not many open looks.
No.
On either end.
Yeah, a lot of athletes on the floor here tonight. Down the floor to the left side, Prisco. Gets a screen there from Davis. Far side, Leah Young for three. It's good for Delhi. Off the bench, Leah Young with a three-pointer.
Prisco did a great job of drawing her defender, kicking to her, and she had a nice look.
41-28.
Bang.
Yeah, that was textbook. 41-28, Delhi on top with 52 seconds to go in the third. Sydney trying to hang tough here on their home floor. They go to Nayla Miley on the right side. Nayla looking for some options. steps through, hanging in the air, got it. Boy, it feels like she could do that every time if she wanted. 13 for Nayla.
I think she's going to have to.
It's 41-30. Delhi answering, and that was a missed opportunity there from Paige Weaver. Her layup wouldn't go. Delhi's got the rebound, though. They'll find Prisco on the right side. Here's Jalen stepping through, and she's hammered. Can't get that left-handed layup to go, but she's going to the line. Delhi getting some real good motion through the lane there these last few possessions. And so this will be Prisco to the line. Ennis is going to get a breather as Piper Smith, the talented and tall eighth grader, comes in for head coach Todd Bruce. Some eighth graders out there tonight that grew early. They don't look like eighth graders. As Prisco cannot get the first one to go. I mean,
Smith's an eighth grader as well, right? Stella?
Yes, Stella's an eighth grader.
She's a great defender.
Yeah. I mean, Piper Smith's got to be 6 foot. Crazy. Prisco can't get that second shot, so it's still 41-30. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. And to the left side, Sydney's got it going left to right. They go to Miley. Comes off of a screen to the high post. Little dish down low through the hands of Tegan Stanton-Helms, who came in off the bench there. She couldn't hold on, and Delhi's going to get it back with 8.3 to go.
Nayla's going to have to be a little selfish if they want to get back in this game.
Prisco in the backcourt. Comes across. Prisco for three. Just tried to, I think, draw some contact there. Didn't get a call. 1.3 left, and Sydney is going to get it back. Right idea, just not enough contact for a call. There's Conroy with a half-court heave for Sydney, and that won't go. Good look, though, for Bella. Three quarters in the books. It is Delhi 41, Sydney 30. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hard Woods.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. It's 41-30. Delhi girls leading Sydney. Is if we're taking the Sydney perspective, we were talking about Nayla's got to try to take over a little bit here. How do they claw this back to a manageable deficit?
Well, make sure that she's touching the ball every possession. I'm not saying she has to shoot every possession, but she certainly has to get that. And then drive and draw and maybe get a good look, maybe a three for Vandersummon or somebody cutting to the basket. Lennon Swain's done a really good job of that. You know, and that's what's going to get them back in. Turnover would be nice. They almost got one right there.
Yeah, now would be the time to hit some of those deep shots for Vandersummon and Conroy for sure. Right side here for Davis. Delhi has the ball as we start the fourth quarter. They have a 41-30 lead. Dishing one off for Tyler Apps. Very balanced scoring tonight so far for Delhi. Apps into the corner, finding Leah Young. That three ball won't go this time. And Conroy skies for a rebound here for Sydney. Conroy turns on the Jets. The floater in the paint, no. And a rebound opportunity here for the Sabres. It's loose on the floor. We got a jump ball. Arrow's going to keep it with FCS.
When they get opportunities like that, they're going to have to take advantage.
7:20 to go here in the fourth. Sydney trailing by 11.
I'm really impressed with Delhi's depth.
Me too. They bring people off the bench, and they don't suffer. And here's Miley on the right side. Missed a three. Boy, it looked good, though. Rebound for Spohr. Delhi back the other way. Tyler Apps into the left corner as Delhi goes right to left. They'll feed one back out to Leah Young. Another sophomore here who's played some big minutes off the bench. Here is Apps near midcourt. Comes off the dribble left side into the paint. Down low to the right low block. Got stuck in a tough spot and lost control of it. Sydney's got a rebound. Nayla back in transition. Trying to cook over into the left corner. Lost control of it. Gets it back to Stella Smith. And they'll feed one to Conroy to the left side. Conroy, again, hanging in the air. The floater for Bella off the back of the rim. Second chance here. Also won't fall for Madison Paul. Boy, and Sydney with good looks, but there is a lid on that rim down there.
It's too bad the last two times down. They've got good offensive rebounds and just not able to put it back in.
6.5 to go in the fourth in a 41-30 ball game. Delhi girls leading Sydney. Back across midcourt here for Danielle Innist. Danielle to the right side looking for some options, and that one's poked away. Sydney's got a steal. Nayla's trying to go to work. Left side. Nayla hangs in the air. It's blocked by Danielle Innist. Ball is loose on the floor, and again, both teams scrapping for it. Somehow Sydney comes away. Conroy for a long two from straight away. That won't go down. And again, bodies on the floor, and Delhi comes away with the basketball. Numbers if they can hurry. They feed one ahead, and boy, Lexi Davis got pushed out of bounds there. Delhi fans enraged, but no call.
A lot of contact.
Sydney's got it back the other way. And to the right side, Conroy into the corner, wants a three, it's in and out. And a rebound here for Danielle Innist, and again, Delhi is looking to push. Ahead for Lexi Davis. Skips one across, Prisco for three, and that's in and out. Rebound, scooped up here by Verspoor, and she puts it in.
She's having a whale of a game.
13 for Verspoor. Delhi takes a timeout. They lead 43-30. 5.5 to go in the fourth. What a game here on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
5.5 to go here in the fourth. It's 43-30. The Delhi girls on top of Sydney in this regular season finale for these two teams. They'll do it again for the playoffs in just a couple of days. So yeah, that's going to be interesting. That game at Delhi brings a little bit different dynamic. We'll see how this one finishes up in the meantime. Sydney gets it in. Vandersamen in the backcourt. Delhi coming with a little full court pressure here. Still a little full court man. And Conroy to the right side. Will feed one to Gronwall. Now back to Conroy. Delhi fans thought Sydney got away with a little bit of a carry there. Vandersamen to the right side. Finding Gronwall. Loads up a three. Ayla's shot is short. And on the rebound, out of bounds going back to D.A. And Sydney has had good looks. We've said it several times. They just can't buy a bucket right now.
A lot of officials in here.
Yeah, yes. Funny how that works.
Funny.
Bulldogs in the backcourt. Davis comes across the midcourt timeline, finds Tyler Epps. Now to Verspoor on the left side. Spin move, leaves it for Danielle, hanging in the air. Innist is able to hit, and she's got seven.
Sydney desperately needs a basket here.
That makes it 45-30, and it's like Delhi just wears you out slowly. I mean, this doesn't feel like a 15-point game, but you look up at the board, and there it is. Miley on the right side, surrounded by two Delhi players, and we got a reach-in foul on Prisco.
Some of it is Sydney just hasn't been able to finish some of the good looks they've gotten, because you're only going to get so many, right? And you really got to take advantage of them, and I think that's really the difference. They have played them extremely tough.
Sydney gets it in. They go to Gronwall on the left side. And they'll dish one here to Conroy. Bella, who's been quiet on the scoreboard tonight, only 2 points for her after having 18 in BG a week ago.
Yeah, she was dynamic when they played Bainbridge-Guilford.
And here is Conroy on the left side. Comes off of a screen. Conroy looking to split two defenders. Will dish one back out. Shot clock's at two. And they're not going to get it off in time, or will they? Yes. Nayla in the corner for a long desperation two, and she hits it. 15 for her. And back the other way, Verspore is fouled. And she's going to go to the line. But, Iz, take us through that shot there by Miley. How the heck did she get that off?
Well, she got it with 1 second to go. I'm not quite sure how she got it out of here, but I think she did, and it was desperation, but it was a nice high arcing shot and went right in. What I'm also impressed with at Delhi is that basket goes in, ball is out of bounds into the point guard, and somebody is streaking to the other end, and that's what just happened there. And she missed the first foul shot, but a spore right to that other block. Ennis did a good job getting her ball.
And a second shot for Verspore. No good at the line.
That's big for Sydney. No points on that trip.
Yeah, they're hanging around. And here is Vandersamen. A reach-in foul here on Frisco. So here's our team foul situation. That's now two team fouls on Delhi and only one on Sydney as we keep track of that down the stretch.
That part of it really hasn't been a factor tonight, personal fouls. As far as going in the bonus, we had one team with, I think Sydney had four in the second quarter, but that's about it.
And so Sydney trying to work it to the interior. Stanton Helms gets tied up. 3:40 left here. Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose player of the game. Sydney's going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 60 seconds. 3:40 to go here in the fourth. Delhi girls lead 45-32 on the road at Sydney. Stay tuned.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Israel Lormer with you here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Web stream brought to you by SFCU. Here comes some full court pressure from Sydney. They're trying to pull out all the stops. Davis gets across the midcourt timeline and will feed it here to Danielle Ennis. To the left side she goes. Delhi is so good. They take care of the basketball. A dish down low for Verspore. A lot of contact there, no call. But Verspore still able to finish with 15 points now.
That could have been an and one for sure. What's Verspore got, 17?
She's got 15.
15.
Yeah, Verspore having a heck of a night. Miley to the right side as Delhi leads 47-32. And stepping back here, Conroy wants a three. Frisco, I think, got popped in the mouth here. She's trying to fight through it, and we got a whistle on the play. 2:52 left here. I think they're going to leave Prisco in here. She just needed a deep breath. Maybe she got hit in the stomach. No, she's holding her jaw.
I think she got hit in the face.
Yeah. So Prisco to the bench. And this will bring Leah Young back in. Yeah, this has been a physical contest here tonight between these two. And Miley will settle in at the line here for Sydney. Her first shot is good. And Nayla has 16. Again, she averages just over 20 a game. Nayla, I believe, off the top of my head, fourth in the area in scoring. And second shot is good for Nayla. 17 for her. 2:45 to go in the fourth. And it's Delhi 47, Sydney 34. Now we got a foul on the Sabres here on the near side. Team foul situation. Delhi has three, and that's two now on Sydney, if you keep track of that at home. And so this will be Delhi basketball to the left of the hoop. Again, they're going right to left. Leah Young on the inbounds, looking to float it up, and does to Danielle Innest. She'll bring it out. Danielle handles the basketball. We'll leave one back off for Lexi Davis. Into the paint. And dishing one off for Leah Young. Her jumper from the left elbow is an air ball out of bounds. And going back to Sydney. So what was a four-point game at the half is now Delhi 47, Sydney 34, 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. A little preview of what will be the league semifinals later this week. Delhi with a steal, but Sydney gets it back. Sydney going left to right. They get some full-court pressure here. And Conroy to the left side. Sydney trying to set up shop. Conroy gets a screen. Lost control of it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Sabres. 2:13 to go. And Paige Weaver's going to step into the ballgame here for Spore, who's had a heck of a night with 15. The lone senior on this team, really making her mark felt here for DA tonight. So Sydney will get it in, trailing 47-34. And they'll go to the high post, looking for Annika Stanton-Helms. She gets tied up with Tyler Epps. We got a jump ball. Arrow keeps it with Sydney.
Everywhere she turned, there was a defender there.
Delhi just swarming the basketball.
It's a good term for it. It's a swarm.
So Sydney will get it in to the left side. They try to go down low for Nayla. Great pass from Conroy, and Nayla finishes. 19 for Nayla. Makes it 47-36. Delhi's got the basketball. Trying to work a little time here with 1:45 left. And to the right side. Here is Apps. Little up and under. She's fouled at the right low block as she went for that finger roll. And so this will send Tyler to the line. She has 8 points tonight. So it's for Spore with 15, Apps with 8, 7 apiece for Davis and Innes on the Delhi side. 19 for Nayla Miley, 5 for Annika Stanton-Helms, and I missed Lennon Swain, who has 8. She's been great tonight for Sydney. Apps, first shot at the line is good. 9 for Tyler. And Delhi leads 48-36. They've really opened it up here in the second half. Again, a four-point lead at the half for undefeated in the league, Delhi.
A little run right in the beginning of the third quarter has been, and they've kind of maintained that. They got it to 10, and here we are.
10 points now for Tyler Apps as she's able to hit that second foul shot. With 1:40 to go here in this fourth quarter, and across the midcourt timeline, here's Nayla Miley. A little killer crossover for Nayla. Trying to take Danielle to the hoop. Goes up and under. Hits the shot, and she's fouled. So hard to stop her from going to the basket. 21 now for Nayla. That makes it 49-38. So not impossible. You could get it to 10 here. We'll see. But still, this Delhi team, I think, is what makes them so tough is they are a real team. You don't know who's going to be the high scorer on a given night. You don't know who is going to step up on a given night. And here is Nayla at the line. No good. In and out. Innest with a rebound. And the officials blow this play dead. Looks like somebody jumped in early.
Called a lane violation.
So Nayla's going to get another chance at it here. It looks like, not sure if they called that on Paige or on Danielle down low here for Delhi. And Nayla gets it this time. She's got 22.
I believe it was on Paige.
And so a timeout's going to be taken here by Delhi. 49-39. Delhi leads Sydney. 90 seconds left here in this one at Sydney High School. We'll be back on CDO.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Man, welcome back. 49-39 our score. Delhi girls leading Sydney here. End of the regular season. We've had this one circled on the calendar for a while. for good reason. This has been a great game, and they will play each other in the league semifinals coming up later this week in Delhi.
Yeah, keep in mind that the girls' game, under a minute, you can call timeout and advance the ball. It really can be a long and strategic part from the coach. It can be a little dramatic because you can move the ball around, call on timeouts, and it is definitely a strategy that we've seen a lot of teams use to their advantage.
Minute and a half to go in the fourth. Danielle Innes down the baseline will feed it in to Tyler Apps. Now back to Danielle. How about this? Your freshman forward, who's about 5'11", can bring it up against the pressure. What a luxury.
Against the senior, Neil Miley, who's a pretty good defender.
Against the future D2 college player. And Delhi's doing everything they can to just hand it off to each other, do the old basketball camp drill, and finally a foul with 1:11 left.
We're in a bonus on both sides now. That was Sydney's fourth team foul. They both have four now, so we'll be shooting two on any foul after this.
They were going to make Sydney foul. And so Davis looking to get it in. And Todd Bruce is going to have to call a timeout as Davis didn't quite have time to get that in. All right, we're going to step away for 30 seconds. Delhi girls leading 49-39. Late fourth quarter, we'll be back here on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. 1:11 to go here, fourth quarter. A 49-39 ball game right now. Delhi girls leading on the road in Sydney, trying to finish the regular season undefeated. And as you said in our pregame show, their only two losses were out of section when they went out and played some of the juggernauts of Class C and Class B across the state. So 1:11 left. Delhi is going to inbound the basketball to the right of their bench, right by the scorer's table. And Delhi gets it in. They go to Danielle Innes going right to left. Into the paint for D. The floater is good. And Danielle's up to 9 points. That makes it 51-39 with a minute to go. Is it too little too late here for the Sabres? Miley to the left side, double team, gets it off. Vander Salmon to the interior for Lennon Swain. It was stripped out of bounds. Lexi Davis was trying to dive to save that thing and went out with it. So Sydney will hold on to possession.
I just don't think there's enough A clock and B possessions to come back from 12 down.
Yeah, just seems like it's too little too late here for the Sabres. They'll leave it off here for Nayla Miley. We'll feed one to Conroy. Now back to Nayla. Looking for some options. Conroy and Nayla are playing a little give and go. Finally, they give it to Stella Smith for a long two. That's off the mark, and a rebound taken here by Coach Todd Bruce. He doesn't like to take those timeouts home, so he'll use them all up.
And he'll advance because we're under 1 minute.
Yeah, that was smart. 32 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Izzy and I will keep it right here. 51-39. Delhi girls on top of Sydney. And make sure you check out natelaw.com later tonight as there are a variety of games to catch up on tonight. The first round of the Tri-Valley League boys playoffs. I do know that Morris and Edmiston both won their respective games, so that will be your boys Tri-Valley championship, which is going to be a heck of a game. Delaware League girls playoffs are tonight as well, so we'll have that. Norwich girls and Oneonta, that's always a war, so check in for that score later. And, two games tonight did get canceled because of the weather. Afton girls at Walton Downsville, that was postponed. And the Afton-Harpersville boys at Delhi was postponed. Harpersville had no after-school activities, so that is the reason that got postponed. And it seems like anytime there's something in Downsville and there's snow, they are... they're very careful with the getting over the mountain over there. So
Bear Spring Mountain is a bear to go over when it's, the weather's not great.
They don't take many risks.
No.
So I can't blame them.
No.
So, all right, out of the timeout. Delhi will get it in. They go to Tyler Apps with 30 seconds left. Sydney going to play some straight-up defense here. Apps near midcourt. We'll give it back to Prisco. Prisco on the left side. Delhi just playing keep away at this point. Delhi fans on their feet now, sensing a victory and a regular season undefeated record for the Bulldogs. They'll work it around for the last 10 seconds up near midcourt. And that is going to do it. A 51-39 final. Delhi girls defeating Sydney. We'll do it again later in the week, or they will. We might be there. Who knows? For the MAC semifinals. Going to have some decisions to make.
I don't know what games we want to do.
Yeah, that's true. If I go, well, you won't be able to help me either way.
No, I won't. I'll be sitting at the scorer's table in Bainbridge-Guilford.
Delhi gets a big win here tonight, 51-39. We'll be back with the post-game show. We'll get you the final scoring summary and our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. For Israel Lormer, I'm Nate Lull. 51-39, Delhi girls defeat Sydney. Post-game show coming up on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. 51-39, our final here. Delhi girls defeating Sydney, and they will finish the regular season in the MAC undefeated. Delhi will finish 10-0 in the league, 16-2 overall. The loss tonight drops Sydney to 7-3 in the league, 9-7 overall. Sydney's had a whale of a schedule, too, in the non-league. They've really went out and challenged themselves. So that's the reason for the 9-7 record. So
as a Class B school, you've got to do that.
Got to do it.
Because they're going to get into the Class B sectionals and play a different level of teams.
They've played a bunch of stack teams. They've played a bunch of teams out of the section. They went to the Sus Valley tournament. Sus Valley's number two in the state right now, I think, for Class B. So, yeah, they've really challenged themselves. All right, let's go through the scoring summary here. First for Sydney, 22 points tonight for Nayla Miley. That's a game high. She was tremendous. 8 for Lennon Swain. Also a great effort from Lennon tonight. 5 for Annika Stanton-Helms. 2 apiece for Bella Conroy and Chloe Vandersamen. On the other side for Delhi, very balanced. 15 for Rebecca Verspoor. That's a team high. 10 for Tyler Apps. 9 for Danielle Lennist. 7 for Lexi Davis. 5 for Leah Young. 3 for Paige Weaver, 2 for Jalen Prisco. They just are so balanced. I really don't know what you do, because it could be anybody on any given night for DA.
Well, especially you got Verspoor, who probably doesn't lead a lot of these games in scoring. Okay, you've got Danielle Ennis, I would assume, leads most of them, and you got Tyler Epps, who probably leads the other ones. I do love watching her play. She plays great defense. Like I said, most of her scoring does not come out of the offense, like out of a set offense. It's out of, you know, something that breaks down or she gets a rebound or at a break she got a couple of baskets that way. Just fun to watch her play, you know, and I'm sure that, you know, being the senior, she's the leader of that team because there's two juniors and a senior and a bunch of underclassmen on that team.
Yeah, two really fun teams to watch. Future's bright for a lot of these kids. I mean, Sydney's got a bunch of sophomores. Of course, Delhi only with one senior. Really cool. All right, let's get into our three awards here tonight. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. It's brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes in the Tri-County area. We want to go with Nayla Miley tonight, a game-high 22. And as you were pointing out to me, Iz, she really came alive in the second half.
Yeah, I think she had six in the first half. To keep them in the game, she had to do that. Unfortunately, it wasn't quite enough. They did a great job defending her in her first half because she's going to have a really, really good game for them to you know, beat a Delhi team who's, like you said, very balanced and very well coached.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. It's brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Visit MirabitoGresham.com and see the difference. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We wanted to go with Tyler Epps. 10 points, but boy, she just always draws the defensive battle, active hands, did guard Nayla Miley and kept her in check for quite a while before Nayla really started to go to work, but just thought Tyler did a great job again.
She's a great defender. Super quick hands, knows when to reach, knows when not to reach, moves her feet extremely well, and I think that that's what a lot of young players don't do. They just reach and they stop moving their feet. Feet are constantly moving as well.
Lastly tonight, the JM Electrical Contracting All-Purpose Award is brought to you by JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. You can get peace of mind this winter with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. Had to go with Rebecca Verspoor here, 15 points, especially when they started to open things up. She got a couple of those big layups, a couple of and ones. She was just great on the glass, did a little bit of everything tonight.
Yeah, she's just a fun player to watch, very unselfish, looking for other passes. But when it's time to go to the basket, she does a really good job. Hit a couple of nice little 15-footers in the first half as well, which really kind of let Delhi get that little bit of the lead at half, and then she really springboarded them in that little run that was enough to you know, get the victory for them when they first came out in the third quarter.
Yeah, tough because there was a lot of kids who probably deserved something tonight. I thought Danielle played well, even though, you know, a quiet night with 9 points. Davis came out hot to start the game, and you know, Lennon Swain had a great night for Sydney. I mean, a lot of different ways you could go tonight.
Yeah, 8 points for Lennon. She did a really good job on the boards. I think what it came down to is Sydney had some opportunities, and in this game, you're just not going to get a lot of them. And you have to capitalize on them. You have to score on those. And there was a couple. When they look back at the film, they're going to say, hey, we go up there and we take advantage of these things. This is a different ball game.
Yeah, I mean, really, it was that run in the third quarter was the difference tonight. So if you don't have that run, Sydney's right in this at the end. We'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah, because if it's a 4-point game at the end, everything looks a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know, but it was a 13-point game.
Well, we'll see what they do in round two. Our semifinals will be Sydney visiting Delhi and Walton Downsville visiting BG on the girls' side. Boys, still a little up in the air. There was some games tonight that will decide some things. It does look like Unitego Franklin will get the top seed, but stay tuned to NateLaw.com. We'll make sure that all gets locked in tonight. And that should be all up there late tonight or early tomorrow morning. So
yeah, if you haven't visited NateLaw.com, do it. It's got some great stuff up there. You can keep track of scores because scores are hard to find. Do a great job with the standings and where people are and what games are upcoming. So I look at it a couple times a week to make sure I'm on, you know, in the know.
Well, thank you. So well, and that's the thing. I've had a lot of texts this week saying, where do I find the playoff schedule? And it's still a little bit up in the air. So I only really publish what is kind of confirmed in concrete there. So if you go on the standings page under each league, I'm publishing what the matchups are, what the seeds are, where that game is being played, what time it's at, and then as those update, I'll just keep continuing to add to that. So if you're kind of looking for that information, I think that might be the easiest place to find it all in one stop. So that's the plan. So, and it keeps me up late, that's for sure.
And we know the Mac girls are solidified and who's playing where and when and, you know, what, and then where the finals are. On the guys' side, I know I looked at it today, and there's teams that still need to play two league games.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's going to be crazy this week. And, you know, like tonight, what they do with those kind of consolation games, like there was already a Mac girls consolation game because they were like, well, we might as well play it. So it gets really kind of, like, you got teams still playing in the regular season. You got teams playing these little consolation games. So it could get really confusing really fast.
Well, especially with the winter we've had here.
Yes.
You know, we've had a lot of weather.
Yeah.
We've had cold weather. We've had, you know, snowstorms. It's been a winter.
Yeah, get it in while you can, I think, yeah, is kind of the philosophy. So, yeah. Iz, thanks so much for your help.
It was great. I love doing it. It's been a long time, and then we did two in a couple weeks
this
here.
This is great. Worked out well. Greg had to work at the GMU game tonight, so I sent you a text this morning. It all worked out. So,
yes.
Big thank you to Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens, and Elodie Hall back in the WCDO studios. Elodie's training with us, doing a great job. So those three really held it down for us tonight. So final score, 51-39. Delhi girls defeat Sydney to complete a perfect 10-0 regular season. Playoffs are around the corner. And tomorrow night, stay tuned, we will have Oneonta boys at Norwich. Fun rivalry when those two get together. The first time was a great game. Expecting the same tomorrow over at NHS. I'll be on the call, Butler Auto pregame show about 7 o'clock. So we'll see you tomorrow night here on WCDO Sports.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. You're listening to the widest variety of hit music, and it doesn't cost you a dime. The Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.